Track 10, final news stories. Charity facing cut in funding pulls assault helpline. A helpline for survivors of sexual assault will close as the charity that runs it says it faces a drastic cut in funding. Devon Rape Crisis and Sexual Abuse Services, a charity that provides confidential support to survivors of rape, sexual assault and childhood sexual abuse, has said it needs to make some really difficult decisions to secure its future. "We face a drastic cut in our proposed funding next year," the charity said. One such decision is to close its phone helpline and email support service. Delivered by the charity for the last 14 years, the service will close on February the 28th. In that time, more than 200 women volunteers took over 7,000 calls, contributing to around $250,000 in social investment through 12,000 hours of volunteering, Devon Rape Crisis and Sexual Abuse Service say. With the predicted drop in funding, the charity will also not be able to keep its therapy waiting list open for new additions. It will also close on February the 28th. Following the announcement, the charity is urging people to use the National Rape and Sexual Abuse Helpline, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for anyone over the age of 16. This can be accessed by calling 0808 500-2222. In a post to Devon Rape Crisis and Sexual Abuse Services website, Chief Executive Officer Dr. Davina Kull said, "We understand how difficult it is for survivors of rape and sexual violence to get the help and support they need after sexual harm. We also recognise that any closure of support options reduces choice and can feel devastating. As a charity, we do not charge for our support and rely purely on funding from central government, local and national charitable trusts and donations. All charities are experiencing significant loss increases right now due to national insurance rises, increased business costs and reduced availability of funding. But despite this, we are not closed for new referrals and remain open for the specialist support, which includes one-to-one trauma stabilisation based on therapeutic principles, group work, advocacy, self-help and solidarity through community and peer support."
The walls come tumbling down at the once proud fleece shed. Above a sea of destruction, the once proud fleece shed stands silent in Bradley Lane. The imposing gabled brick building formed the backdrop to Newton Abbott's wool and leather works, an extensive range of late Victorian industrial buildings known as Bradley Mill. Mills and tanneries have operated on the site from medieval times. Since the mills closed in the 1970s, the buildings have been used for various businesses, from car workshops to music studios, all of which have now left. Now the sound of industry has been replaced by tumbling bricks and the shrill screech of metal being torn as clearance continues to level the site for a new housing development and creative quarter. Local residents passing through the site on their way into town were in two minds about the progress. While some agreed it is sad to see heritage slip away, others thought that the long-term improvements would be beneficial to the area. Now, this article is surrounded by photographs showing various buildings in a state of demolition, but there's one interesting photograph which shows a plaque which was put up by the original builders, and it says, "J, V and S, rebuilt 1883. And the caption underneath says, "One can only wonder what the proud builders from the 1880s would think of today's methods."
Rescuers receive generous donation. Members of Dartmoor Rescue Group were the grateful recipients of a generous £1,000 donation from Cortland Masonic Lodge in Paignton. Alex Collier, Treasurer of Dartmoor Rescue Group Ashburton, said, "Throughout the years, many people have been kind enough to support us. Each team needs £25,000 to £30,000 a year to keep operational. We don't get government funding, so every penny has to be fundraised. Dartmoor Rescue is not just about the moorland. Teams assist the police around the force area and wider afield in searching for vulnerable and high-risk missing persons at all times of day and night. Go to www.dartmoor-rescue.org, where there is a crowdfund link to donate, and there's a photograph of some of the people involved.
Authors Dartmoor home to be transformed. The Devon birthplace of one of Britain's best-loved authors is to be saved for posterity after Dartmoor planners gave the go-ahead for an ambitious repair project. Glebe House at Holne was the birthplace in 1819 of Charles Kingsley, a priest and author who wrote the famous children's book The Water Babies, among hundreds of other novels, dramas and poems. Members of the Dartmoor National Park Authority's Development Management Committee heard that the building had fallen into disrepair, but a proposal from its owners would give it a new lease of life. Glebe House dates from the 18th century and is a Grade II listed building with a thatched roof. The owners want to repair it, add a ground floor extension and make some alterations on the first floor to make it a family home. The authority's Director of Spatial Planning, Dean Kinsella, told members the building had been empty for some years. The latest applications are a continuing journey for the property. It is in poor condition, and without further work, we would see the slow deterioration and loss of an historic asset. Authority member James McInnes, who is also leader of Devon Councils, added, "For someone to take on this site and to do what they are doing with it while maintaining the integrity of the building itself is a wonderful thing to do. It is going to be there for a long time, considering it was at the point of falling down when it was bought." Kingsley was born in Hull on June the 12th, 1819, and spent most of his childhood living in Clovelly on the North Devon coast, where his father was a curate and later a rector. Charles Kingsley's novel, Westward Ho, led to the founding of a village by the same name, the only place name in England with an exclamation mark.
School turns to right, said Fred, to be green. Teen School in Kingstainton has formed a new eco-committee of students who are committed to securing the school's Eco-Schools Green Flag accreditation. This initiative is led by a group of students from years 7 to 13 who are deeply concerned about global environmental issues such as climate change, biodiversity loss and the unsustainable use of resources. The committee is following the Eco-Schools programme, a seven-step framework designed to guide schools in their efforts to improve their environmental impact. With biodiversity, healthy living, and waste management as the committee's key action areas, teen students have embraced their new leadership roles with senior members mentoring young pupils as they work towards positive change. Students are currently fundraising by selling merchandise of the committee's mascot called Fred, the outdoor recycling bin. The Fred campaign has been a school-wide movement fighting against waste. Fred is the school's first official outside recycling bin, and the fundraising aim is to provide more similar bins. A social media account, Help Feed Fred, has been set up to share ideas and progress with students. Other initiatives include a bug hotel and a fruit exchange initiative to promote healthy eating and reduce food waste. The committee hosted its first workshop with Resource Futures from Devon County Council. Students learned valuable lessons about the waste hierarchy and the importance of reducing, reusing and recycling. As part of the workshop, the students collected data for their first waste audit scheduled for April. Lucy Wagner, head of school at Teen Academy, said, "With exceptional student leaders driving the effort, Teen School's Eco Committee is well on its way to making a significant difference. And accompanying the article is a photograph of this bin called Fred, with some of the students clutching cloth bags which have recycling mottos on them.